And in some parts of the country, many of you have seen this TV ad. We watch as a young, attractive white woman wakes up and grabs her Glock G42 from the drawer of her night table, puts it into her red designer purse, heads out to her car. She brings it to a board meeting, out for lunch with a friend, then to the gym where she stashes the purse in a locker while she does yoga. Her day ends at a shooting range, but much of the rest would have been illegal in several states. That's one of the reasons ads are being targeted by New Jersey in a unique lawsuit that many, including gun industry execs, sees the most consequential legal battle over the future of guns. Gun makers are largely protected by federal law from suits claiming their product harms people. So the new lawsuit targets ads for consumer fraud. And Andrew Ross Sorkin says the new approach could do to the gun industry what lawsuits against tobacco companies did to that industry in the 90s. Sorkin is a columnist for the New York Times, founder and editor of Deal Book, an online daily financial report. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, and describe some of the things you're seeing in these ads.
Well, there's a number of ads that Smith & Wesson have created, as have other gun makers, that raise all sorts of questions about their legality. Many of them show people carrying guns to places that they typically could not otherwise carry these guns unless they had a concealed carry permit, for example, or other ads that the sense of the ad is targeting people under the age of 18, which would make it illegal for them to buy the gun. So what you have is the state of New Jersey in this instance really going to Smith & Wesson and claiming these ads are fraudulent.
Well, and it's one thing to say an ad is fraudulent, but there's a deeper purpose here, and that is trying to get documents that surrounded the making of the ad. Tell us about that.
Well, so that's what's so interesting about this, because on the face of it, it's about advertising fraud, but really it's not about advertising fraud at all. This is a novel and unique effort by the state of New Jersey to pursue what's known in the legal world as discovery, to be able to get a judge to subpoena and demand emails, internal documents, and the like from inside of Smith & Wesson. And historically, gun makers have been largely protected from almost any kind of real legal case, which has resulted in almost no discovery of the way companies operate, what kinds of conversations are happening internally. And so this lawsuit, if successful, potentially could be the first window that the public ever really has into the inner workings of a gun maker, and potentially explosive if these documents and emails and other things reflect a view, which I think the public may or may not have, that inside these companies, the gun makers know that these guns are being used in, you know, clearly inappropriate ways.
The correlation would be it was discovered during the huge lawsuits against the tobacco industry that people, executives, knew that smoking killed people.
The hope among the gun safety lobby, of course, and I think prosecutors in this instance, is that there will be emails that will reflect not that they know that guns kill people. Of course, they're going to know that guns kill people because that's what guns do. But that these guns are being disproportionately sold to people in ways that they shouldn't be, that there are steps that they've considered taking to protect people, but then have ultimately decided against it for profit or other reasons. I mean, I think you could see a real dialogue, potentially, especially given the fact that gun companies have been so protected. I think there's an expectation almost that there will be some revelatory documents which would really expose the gun companies in ways that they haven't been thus far.
Well, Smith & Wesson is adding to that speculation because they're trying to block the subpoena for their documents, saying that the whole investigation is looking to suppress and punish lawful speech regarding gun ownership in order to advance an anti-Second Amendment agenda. So you got two layers there. You've got New Jersey saying this is consumer fraud because they're showing people in the ads doing things that would be illegal. But more important, they're trying to get these other documents.
Both of the positions are somewhat hypocritical because, of course, the government's saying this is really just about fraud and nothing more, when in fact there's a whole second layer, as we just discussed. And in truth, you have the gun companies saying, look, these people are clearly trying to go after us who are anti-Second Amendment. So there is an element of hypocrisy in terms of how this whole case is being treated. Having said that, Smith & Wesson has clearly gone to the mat here to say that there should be no discovery in this case whatsoever. And you would imagine if they were very comfortable with the advertising on its face, they would be okay, you would think. I mean, these kinds of cases happen all the time. Most of the requests here are going to be around documents that touch on the advertising. But what's so interesting about that is the communication that they might have with an advertising agency or, again, internally about who they're trying to market towards, what they're trying to do, some of the issues that might come up in advertising when they think about these things. That's really where I think the state of New Jersey thinks there might be actually interesting conflict.
Well, and meanwhile, this lawsuit, where are we on it? A sense of time?
Oh, goodness. These things take a very, very long time. I think we're going to wait probably for another good month or two to hear back from the judge on this initial ruling. I'm sure there will be appeals. This is a story that is not going away. I believe we'll be talking about this for years.
Well, that's New York Times columnist Andrew Ross Sorkin. And we will follow this New Jersey lawsuit targeting gunmaker Smith & Wesson for advertising. They hope that that will get to the inner documents of the gunmaker. Andrew, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it.